You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Any friends, etc., spending more than 30 minutes at the dwelling will need to pay rent.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Such a groovy little sting for a depressingly accurate joke.
Is it Amelia Berry we have to blame for this sting?
That is an Amelia Berry sting, that one. Hello, how are you this morning, Celine?
I'm well, how are you going?
Oh, we're good. We are rocking in the free world.
We are. I have a bad housing situation that's my own for once.
Oh my God.
Our hot water cylinder's leaking through the wall in our apartment. And we got it's fine. It's not a big deal compared to all these other things. But we got a... like a 22-year-old plumber to come and look at it, bless his heart, at like 10 PM on a Sunday. And he climbed up there above like the washing machine and everything. He's like, I've never seen one that old before.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like strung up on ropes, so we'll see how we go.
What an image.
The joys of a heritage building,
100%.
Eh? We have got some interesting ones that have come through over the last week. Unsurprisingly, a return to the sort of politics chat that has popped up in the past before. We're going to start with someone who's asked about their landlord has put up a hoarding on their fence for a political party. They've specified which political party it is. I'm going to let the listeners do the maths on who they think it could be. I'm not particularly aligned with said party. Can I ask them to take it down?
Well, I remember this probably came up. Have we been doing this since the last election?
Sure. I think this came up in the local election.
Yeah, it must have in the body election. So it is strange in that the only regulation around that appears to be in kind of Auckland bylaw. So I think it's regionally specific in terms of how that happens. But we have an Auckland bylaw that says that the landlord needs to get the tenant's permission.
Okay.
So you can definitely find evidence of that. And there's a few newspaper articles about when this kind of happened last time. So I would take it down, I guess, or think about how you want to deal with it. But you do have a right to say...
phone the political party?
Oh.
Get your hoarding off my fence.
Yeah, absolutely. You can choose how to escalate it.
Hey, don't listen to me.
but definitely, they do. They should have to ask you permission, but they could easily not know that rule. So
yeah.
I would maybe start kind and then get more forceful. And I remember we talked about this as well in terms of whether tenants can.
Yeah.
And I'm not totally sure if tenants can put up their own, but it's kind of the same in that no one really seems to know what the bylaw is, so you could try.
When we got this text, I was quite interested myself, so I had a Google, and all I could find were some articles from 2011.
Oh, interesting.
From somewhere in the middle of the country where there was a dispute between landlord and tenant, and I think the tenants had put up the hoardings and the landlord had demanded they take them down. And then the gist of the article was, well, the only way to find out would be to take it to the tribunal and see what the ruling is, and then we'd have something.
Set a precedent.
But I mean, that's an exhausting process to go through, so
so potentially not. If someone wants to do the sacrifice for that, if there isn't already one there, that would be great, but I don't know if it's worth your time yet.
Yeah. Does anyone feel very strongly about some political party this election and maybe is about to end their lease? Why not try it out?
Actually, let's start it from here.
Yeah, do an experiment. Okay, that's interesting, though. Good to know about the Auckland bylaw.
Yeah.
Would be different in different parts of the country then.
Yeah, I'm sure.
God, tricky one. What have you got there, Stella?
Someone's asked, does my landlord have to give notice to do work on the exterior of the property? He's always just randomly popping up and pulling out a few weeds, then gapping.
Yeah, I have a mother who behaves in this way as a landlord. But it's tricky in that all of kind of how we talk about this having to give notice to enter, it's always about entering a property. So it's always about coming inside, and they can basically be on the outside of the property whenever seems reasonable for repairs or maintenance or garden work. And the only real protection we have against that is, again, this thing which we refer to a lot as the, like, tenant sense of private enjoyment, quiet enjoyment. So they're not meant to be able to... they're not meant to be interfering with your peace, comfort and privacy. And if they're coming over often to do that, that's a real... That is affecting how you're living day to day.
Totally.
So I would use that as your impetus to, like, query what's going on. But it is a real gap, I think, in terms of thinking about the kind of your garden or your outside area is not part of the property that you're allowed to have privacy in. It doesn't make sense to me.
Interestingly, we have also just had a text harking back to the political hoardings from someone saying, would it maybe count as a, you know, infringement on your quiet enjoyment if your landlord sticks a hoarding up on your fence?
Yeah, 100%. So I actually saw evidence of that as something people have drawn on. So I think it's harder to use that to argue that you should put up a your own hoarding as a tenant.
Yeah.
But definitely if you're having to advertise on your property a party that you don't agree with, that you could argue is an infringement on that, absolutely.
Very interesting one. If anybody does have this scenario play out to any effect, please let us know, because we'd love to hear about it. We get this text every time there's some sort of election from a lot of different people, so you're obviously not the only person out there worrying about it. So if anyone does, you know, push it through to the next stage, let us know about it. 5395.
And as ever, I don't 100% know what I'm talking about.
Go do your own research.
Do your own research and report back, please.
We're just trying to help you on the right track.
Yeah, it's a discourse space, not an expert space.
Another one from somebody who's saying, can a landlord change the conditions of a lease halfway through? One of our chattels has broken. They're refusing to fix it. Now they're asking us to sign a new lease that doesn't have it on it.
So neither the tenant or the landlord can break that agreement without some kind of process or agreement from both parties. So that's not something that they can just make you do. They can try, but you can contest that. Also, in terms of chattels, if the chattel was working at the beginning of your tenancy agreement, there's this thing where if the damage to the chattel has happened because of the tenants, and the landlord could try and argue that, then they can decide not to replace it. But they can't not decide not to replace it if it's just fair wear and tear, if it's something that's just broken, if they kind of set up this this fridge that was about to kind of fall apart. There needs to be a fridge at the end of the tenancy agreement as well. So that is something you'll probably have to maybe escalate, or as long as you know your rights, then you can see where you're at. But they can't just get you to sign a new one unless it's kind of in your benefit and you've decided as well that that's the best way to go about it. Sometimes chattels are tricky in that you might not want to be looking after their chattels in case they do claim that you've kind of broken them or things like that. So you can always ask at the beginning as well. You don't want that certain thing in the house. You don't want to be worried about this chattel, and they can remove it before the tenancy agreement starts.
Is there any like requirement for, you know, say they really do want that fridge in their house because they don't have a garage to put it in or something? Can they make it a bottom line for them? Or
I guess they could. They could, I'm sure, but you would have to agree to that as well. So it might, it really depends on both parties and how staunch they are about that.
Totally. We've just had a text come through right now from somebody who has said, last month I moved out of a flat that has just failed a healthy home. Oh, the page just refreshed. Just failed a healthy homes check. Can I take them to the tribunal for a house I've moved out of? Side note, the landlord showed up on the day of the healthy homes check and blocked the agent from coming in, so he had to come back on another day for the check.
Come on.
It's real cowboy territory here.
Yeah, I would say this doesn't sound great. So keep your receipts, and you can retroactively go to the tribunal. So that's definitely something you can do. You don't have to be in the house, and maybe it's easier if you're out of there to do it and have the energy to take that situation further up the chain.
That would be call tenancy services for a bit more info on that one.
100%, but just keep all your evidence you have now, and then you'll be ready to go if you want to do that.
Totally. We've had some questionably legal / illegal suggestions about what to do about an unwanted hoarding. We're not going to promote that necessarily. You can fill in the blanks yourself. Thank you, Celine, for coming in. As always, we will put really useful links to a bunch of tenants advocacy groups in our podcast, also to the government agencies, tenancy services, and various other places. As you said, we are just trying to help you get into this conversation. So, you know, never take our word for law up here. We're just trying to help you out.
Not citable in court.
Yeah, no, please, not at all. Please never try that.
Thank you, Celine. We will see you soon.
See you soon.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.